Alrighty. I need this to happen.
Yes.
Yes, fuck you.
Oh my god. Ooh.
I made it.
You did?
I made it to my mouth without bashing any wires.
That's very impressive, actually.
Mm. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Who are we? You want a picture?
No, I just want to make sure I said right. that.
Oh, my God. Could I look any more 1996?
You do, for real.
Gross. In this lighting. Oh, disgusting as well.
No, I think you're cute.
No, there's no... My eyes disappear when there's lighting from above.
So, we're back.
Hi.
In a new location.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're back in a closet. I like it.
I don't hate it. I really don't. I mean, it was a nice setup before. It was nice and cozy. And this is, but it makes, I am not at all claustrophobic. I don't like huge wide open spaces. I would prefer to be.
Like the opposite?
Yeah.
You like enclosed spaces?
I do. I like small spaces. Too. I think it's more of an anxiety thing for me. Like, I just like, just less for me to focus on.
Yep.
Wow, that was really manly. Super masculine.
What are you talking about?
No, I liked it. Anyway, and we're at... Do we want to say that we're at your new house, or should we leave that?
I moved, obviously.
I wasn't...
And we're in a new house. Yeah. We just moved literally to the hillbilly town next door to our old redneck town.
A little bit. Yeah, that happened. It's like 10, 15 minutes away, depending on where
it's
you are.
It's 8 miles.
Gosh, you really, I don't know what to do. You're so far away. And now I have to spend, the night when we record too, because That's I get too true. Fucking goddamn hammered to drive home. So you know what? The struggle is real, people.
Mi casa, su casa.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I really did. I made myself right at home. I got here. There's like feminine hygiene products all over the bed. There's like
she
food
brought her own
that
food.
I mean, kind of.
You should just bring a toothbrush and shit next time to leave here.
You know, right? Oh my god.
So
here we are.
Here we fucking are.
I know, it's been quite the hiatus.
I wanna tickle your eardrums.
So cute.
Whatever the fuck you're doing right now, if you're on your way to work, or if you're drunk at home alone, which is a lot of times when I listen to podcasts or music.
Yeah.
Which is, like, really fun. I love listening to music alone.
Oh, yeah.
Or podcasts alone.
I love to do everything alone, to be honest.
So, if you're here, then that means that you want a fucking badass history lesson today.
Yeah.
If you don't, then turn around and go elsewhere.
Get
U-turn.
Fucked.
U-turn. Anyways, do you have any idea who we're talking about today?
I really don't. I'm pretty sure I should, because you told me about her probably quite a while ago.
So this is the episode that I wanted really badly to start the season with.
Yeah.
And I fucking lost it somewhere.
Shit.
Amongst my, like, 70 other notebooks. So I actually... This is kind of all going to be new to me, too, because I've been so busy. I haven't even read over the story. I haven't even practiced this one.
Really?
Normally, I practice them all. Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Not, like, in the mirror, like a weirdo, but,
yeah,
like, right. I'll make your brother listen to
Shut up.
The story. Yeah.
Dude, why is that? I feel like you maybe told me that, but I totally spaced and forgot it. I love that you do that. She really takes her work seriously, and all I do is I barely show up.
I am a Virgo, which some people are like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't
but
know what
But I'm
that
like
means.
A third generation Virgo, which just means we like to be organized. We love lists.
Oh.
It's a strange thing, yes.
I love
lists.
I don't hate lists, but I don't want to write one myself. You know, like if there's one there for me, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to make one.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know what you're talking about.
If this is your first time listening, you're going to want to go back and probably listen to, like, a few more things. I will warn you now, lots of burping, farting.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Fisting.
Or buttholes.
Scissoring. Buttholes. Yeah.
Tibbing.
Tibbing?
Tibbing? Tribbing? That's like a new thing too.
Oh my god.
It's when women rub their vaginas against each other.
That's fucking scissoring.
Yeah, but they call it tribbing or tibbing now as well. There's like a different name for it. When you just like
rub Astroglide everywhere?
When you just like rub muffs.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Leave like a snail trail all over somebody's leg?
I think maybe, okay. But it's just they do that with against each other's vaginas.
Wop, wop, wop.
This is a lot of wop action, yeah.
Why is wop wop? Why is it not wap?
Oh, I don't know.
Why is it not wap? Come on now.
Come on, I want to call that wap. I never really thought about that, actually. Because they're not from Wisconsin. We could probably call it wap if we wanted to.
Does anybody else think that's pronounced wrong? Or is it just me? I mean, Cardi B, she's got like an accent.
She do. Puerto Rican kind of accent, doesn't she? A little bit.
It's something Latin for sure.
Yeah.
From the Latin Americas.
Yes. I think something is going on. It would be a wap if... Wait. Would it be wap if there was an E at the end?
Wouldn't that be wape, then?
Don't ask me, man.
Dude, somebody kept asking me. They're like, play that new Cardi B song on Alexa. And I was like, Alexa, play WAP. And she was like, I don't understand. And I was like, what the fuck? Fuck you. I don't know why I'm so mean to Alexa, but...
You really are.
I need to chill.
God, you're very angry with her.
Dude... The robots are coming for me when mm-hmm. they take over first, because I'm a cunt.
Absolutely. I'm even nice to my vacuum that I hate, but just like, where's the mattress?
You're sleeping on it.
Shut up. That's that? Oh my god, I wondered where that fucking thing went, dude.
You know how many times you coughed into that?
I deserve it.
And now you're gonna bleed all over it?
Yes, that checks out. I probably am.
I didn't wash the sheet either.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's super comfortable. Very comfortable.
That sheet is very expensive. It's funny.
Okay, rich. Rich people problems.
I bought it on purpose expensive because I wanted, like, our guests to have something nice to sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle was the first person to ever sleep on it. And he shit all over it.
Well, maybe now I'm out. I forgot that he shit upon it.
Well, you've coughed into it and slept on it already.
It's different than poop.
I can see where the poop is. And it's nowhere near.
Oh,
good. It's like a weird... It's squeezed out of his butt cracks, so it's just like a line.
That is so bizarre. So he just like sits around all this shit in his fucking pants.
He had shit in his pants and he didn't know it, so he sat in two places on my couch.
Yeah.
And on the bed.
Yes.
Before we realized it. I realized it, actually. No, you did.
I'm like, what is that? There was a brown mark on the couch because if I remember correctly, I was close to him.
You were like, your uncle smells like shit. I'm pretty sure he shit his pants.
And he did.
And when I went to tell him he was sitting on the futon already, I was like, oh my God, you need to get up. You're like shitting all over my house. And he's like, what?
How do you not know you shit your fucking goddamn pants?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
Now he has cirrhosis, so I'm wondering if it had something to do with his liver failing, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know, but I feel bad for him.
He's not doing good.
Mm-mm. I thought he was doing better for a while.
All of our listeners out there, listen, we drink... way too much. Mm-hmm. We are stupid idiots. Most of people in my family have died because something related to alcohol.
Yeah.
And my uncle has cirrhosis now, which is a liver disease that you do not come back from. I think it's basically terminal.
Mm-hmm. Can you get dialysis or is that kidney?
That's kidneys. You can get a liver transplant.
Okay. All right. Well...
Anyways.
I feel bad about your uncle.
I feel
that he
like,
shit all over your house.
Yeah, I mean.
So crazy.
It's so bad.
Like, how do you not know you're leaking shit? It wasn't like he pooped. It was just, like, kind of leaking out. And there was still, like, a streak of shit. Like, it was like a butt.
Shit.
It was a butt crack streak.
Yeah.
It was like he sat there still and leaked out his butthole. Is exactly what happened.
Anyways, I have a lot of people in my life that have... taught me how to not drink. Cirrhosis is a real life thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a lot to make sure that that doesn't ever happen to me.
Sure. I mean, we like to drink, but it's never like an all day thing. I might lay in bed and eat all day.
Maybe on like a special occasion.
It's in your blood, though. To want to drink, yes. Though, too. Or that's not good.
Like my uncle, well, his teeth started like getting really, really bad. You know what I'm noticing is like, teeth has a lot to, your mouth has so much to do with your overall health, period.
A huge amount.
Like huge. Mental health, heart health, just like eating and everything. I mean, like, people gotta fucking take care of their teeth, man.
That's the first thing I would say to someone.
Yeah.
If they were like 5 years old. Yeah. Like, take care of your teeth when you get older.
I mean, but I was homeless and shit, and my teeth are still pretty good.
Your teeth are fine.
No, I need to have like 4 cavities filled in like a couple days.
Oh, that's fine.
So.
Yeah, but you don't have like gingivitis or anything, do you? Like diseases of the mouth? Bless you.
No, I mean, somebody told me that every time they floss, their teeth bleed. And I'm like, oh, you should be able to floss and not have bleeding gums. Like, that means that you need to go in and you probably have have fucked up gums.
Yeah! Ditch the big word. They all fucked up.
Yeah. I was going to be like, Mom, please can I have more soup? Why did I want to say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was about to ask where that came from. I thought maybe I was supposed to know, though.
I think I got real fucked up.
You got fucked up?
I think that's what happened.
Like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, maybe we should talk about this slut then. Whoa. I got one in the oven here.
Ah. I forgot how nice it is on these chairs.
Wow, it really ripped. Yeah.
We're back to some old nasty chairs and stuff.
And I do remember that they do hurt my buttocks. Mm-hmm. You didn't think they did, but yeah.
Well, let's get moving then, probably.
Yeah, I guess so. But we were talking about your uncle for 15 minutes, so I couldn't help it. I mean, it's so interesting, too, because it's like, he's a nice dude, but like...
He's super nice.
Real fucked up. In the 80s, he was like super... Wait, early 90s, probably he was like really hot, right?
Yes.
Or like even late 90s, maybe.
All right. Jesus, motherfucking dick. Can you not tell that we have not fucking hung out in a long time? This is like hangout time.
I know, it's been a minute. We were talking beforehand, but I mean, we had to get this beautiful closet set up.
You guys, we did so good.
You guys should really see this thing. This is quite the, I don't hate it. It's bigger than the first closet we were in.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. It's like less squatty.
But we're both fairly petite.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Well, I know. We sound like we're fucking sumo wrestlers, I bet.
We really do. With all the belching and farting and just the way we talk about drinking and eating. I know. I stopped growing when I was like 13. Oh, man. 10?
I don't remember.
I stopped growing a really, 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 really long time ago.
I thought about the same thing. I was like, it had to have stopped like when I was like 12 or something.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But your daughter, I almost said her name.
That's okay. I bleep it.
Yeah. Okay. Now I said.
Okay, you don't have to like repeat it like a million times.
No. but she's still taller than we are, and she's only like. She's like 12. So, I mean, even if we stopped growing at 12, we still were short. Mm-hmm. Like, that's still weird. Why didn't I grow more before I hit 12?
I know.
What's wrong with me?
Is it because our parents gave us beer when we were, like, babies?
I don't know. My dad sure did that when I loved it. I fucking loved drinking beer out of shot glasses when I was, like, 2.
That's cute. I mean, no, it's not.
I loved it. I thought it was the greatest. And then he's like, can I hang out in the garage with you? Yeah, sure. As long as you don't tell your mom I let you drink beer. I'm like, I wouldn't tell her. And as soon as she got home, Dad, let me drink 2 shot glasses of beer.
You're a bitch.
I'm an asshole.
And your fucking dad just kept giving them to you, didn't he?
Oh, he didn't care. Yeah. Yeah, it happened again. And it was a shot glass of beer.
Yeah.
Or maybe a bigger glass than that. But I mean, I still loved it.
I'm going to do the responsible thing and get that away from me right now.
Good idea, because I haven't even sucked on it once, and you're just like, dude.
And I'm out of beer.
Oh, my God.
already. We haven't even started.
We haven't even said her name yet.
This is fucking whack.
Yeah.
We're way out of touch with what's happening.
I know.
Here.
It's been like a month.
Oh my God.
Right.
It's like 3 o'clock.
Thank you to all you sexy motherfuckers that have held on.
Yeah, waiting for us.
Held our breasts up.
Oh my God, I wish.
For all the breaks we take, but honestly, we do this for free, so fuck you.
I know. Give us money, and maybe you get more episodes more often.
Yeah. If we didn't have to work, then...
God, I know.
We could send you butthole pics all day.
Ugh. And we're still working on getting our butthole hair braided.
Oh, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter gagged when I said I had a hairy pussy.
Oh, they gagged? So what?
I know.
You're like a hippie bitch. I thought everyone knew you had a hairy puss.
What did I say? It was really funny. That's gone from me now. I don't remember.
I do not have a hairy pussy. I've got a hairy fucking asshole, though.
It's too hard to get in there.
I mean, I don't want to nick my butthole.
I mean, if it's a real long one, I'll grab it and yank it out, which
hurts. Ow, you don't.
I do.
You don't. Oh, I have to. You take a razor in there and just get a couple swipes up the crack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Razor burn, though.
I know. It's not. That's why I've got a hairy asshole. But I'm not about to pull it out, crazy. Ew,
ow. Oh, my God. I wish I could remember what I said to that person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said something. I was like, as long as it's not plugging up the hole, there's no problem.
Right? A gag face for a hairy pussy. Who was it? Was he hot?
No, I think it might have been a girl.
I'm sure it was because girls hate us. Because we're too gross for most women. So.
Normalize a hairy pussy, bitches.
I thought
it was. Or normalize just having whatever the fuck you fucking want.
I thought it was pretty
sorry
normal.
I was moving and I lost my fucking razor somewhere.
You would still have a rockin'. I almost called you dick fro. Like, I almost said you have a rockin' dick fro anyway, but no.
Lady dick fro.
Lady boner.
Yes.
Anyway.
Don't assume my vagina. Identity. Identity?
Identity. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to offend everybody today.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I like it.
I mean, I like to, like, build women up, so it sucks that one has to be such a dumbass fucking bitch.
I know, women don't like us, though. I think they would if they met us, they'd like us just fine, but they don't like. They
whatever.
Don't like.
Then be gone with ya.
You know, shit, don't listen to us.
You can be dumber, then, if you don't want to know about history stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, really so, bad.
Yeah.
On that note,
yeah,
let's fucking get fucking started.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, I need to go get another beer before we get started.
I kind of wanted to do that.
I don't hate it.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't come here to listen to us blab about fucking hairy vaginas.
I think they did, actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. We're done with that, and we're moving on.
Yes.
Now you're going to learn some shit.
Okay.
So, put your dick away.
Oh, my God. Leave it out. Your dick in your hand. Get your dick in your hand. Get ready, because we're going to talk about
it. Put your dick into your own mouth, and then send me a picture of it. All right. So, I'm just going to tell you
what
we're talking about, at least.
Okay.
And this would have been way cooler at the beginning of the pandemic.
Shit, really?
But here we are.
Okay.
Her name is Sarah Josephine Baker.
Okay.
Boring, boring, boring name.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. It's very... I mean...
She's a Sarah. God damn it.
Don't even get me started on Sarahs.
I know, right?
And my best friend's name is Sarah.
I know, I feel really bad that I hate the name Sarah so much. God damn it.
All right, so this Sarah, not my Sarah. Love you, bitch.
Love you, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So this Sarah Josephine Baker.
Yes.
She was an American doctor.
Doctor.
She was most well known for connecting widespread poverty to poor health. And she found Mary Mallon.
Who's that?
Typhoid Mary.
Fuck off. We did her too.
She found her twice. Shit. No, we have not.
We didn't do Typhoid Mary?
No.
How do I know so much about her then?
Because I listened to another podcast about her and told you about it.
Oh, all right. No, but she cooked and they couldn't find her forever. Mm-hmm. She cooked and she made ice cream for people. Are you sure we didn't do her?
No, we listened to My Favorite Murder. episode about her.
Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
It was really good. It was a really good episode.
Yes. In my mind, I thought that it was us talking about
them. She never washed her hands.
Slut.
She's disgusting. Yeah. She was a cook lady, and she got typhoid, and there was nobody to enforce, you know, rules back then about washing your hands if you're a cook.
Yeah. I mean, because you'd think people would know. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
Okay. All right. So she was born Sarah. We're not talking about Typhoid Mary.
Sarah
is like the fucking slayer of Typhoid Mary.
Good girl.
Like stabbed the typhoid out of her.
Is that true? No, it's not. I love it.
So she was born November 15th. Wait, did I say that she found Typhoid Mary twice?
Yes.
Okay. I'm punching things.
I didn't like it. Well, you don't have a whole lot of room, girl.
No. I'm so happy to be a small person.
I know. I'm really sorry. I feel like
we're going to live longer like dogs.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a good point. We're not going to get hip dysplasia.
No.
Although I have a bad hip and some knees, but that's because I did weird shit with my body for like 25 years. Sometimes
I don't have anywhere to put my hand, I'm just resting it on my
tits. And I can't even talk when there's tits involved, so I'm like, I lost my train of thought completely, but my wrist goes out, but she's grabbing her tits over there, so that doesn't matter, because there's hands on titties.
They're big, too, because I gained some weight.
Goddamn right there, they're busting out of that fucking shirt so hard. Man. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I lost where I am.
Oh boy, we're about three sentences in, I'd say.
I'm getting to her birth date. So.
November 15th.
We're in the beginning.
Yes, yes, we certainly are in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
She was born November 15th, 1873.
That's Jimmy Fry's birthday. 1873, the year too. He was born that same year. Whoa. Okay.
November 15th, 1873, in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeeps.
If I said that right, that's a fucking weird name.
Poughkeepsie?
Poughkeepsie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a real name. You said it correctly.
All right.
Poughkeepsie. It's a Poughkeepsie.
That's a long, it's long. And
is it?
Yeah, and there's a lot.
I think it starts with a P, and that's all I know. Yes. It's literally it.
It's Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. All right.
Anyways, so New York.
New York.
She died February 22nd, 1945.
She was...
Princeton, New Jersey.
72? Shut up if that's right, I swear to God.
I didn't write it down.
Okay, that's okay. Sarah, help us.
Where are you when we need you?
I know. Come on, Tandy, help us out here. All right, let's talk about this fucking slut, all right? Sarah June Baker. Sarah
Josephine.
Yes.
Just kidding.
That's what I said.
So she was born a fancy dancy lady.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Died a fancy dancy lady as well.
Oh, all right.
So just privileged her whole life, pretty much.
That must be fucking great and nice. And I wouldn't know about that. But you know what? I'm quite privileged, aren't I?
We are, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You don't even realize it because you've never struggled with anything. So it's like, yeah, you're privileged, I guess. But I mean, I'm not like rich.
I've ate pizza out of dumpsters. So, you know. Now I'm like, I'm going to buy 60 eggs because I'll probably eat them all. That's my life right now.
I don't hate it. I do not hate that.
Oh my God.
60 eggs. Was that set you back $5 or what?
It's like $4.19.
Oh my God. Yum. Eggs are so good for you too, aren't they? I mean, I just don't like them when they're raw. They freak me out. They're so slimy and like.
Oh yeah. Stop it, because I have a lot of eggs I need to eat.
Okay. You have like 47 more. All right. Sorry. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm such a mess.
It's okay.
So Sarah's parents.
Yeah.
Were Daniel Baker and Jenny Brown.
Oh, Jenny. Oh, there's a Jenny in here. We don't ever talk about Jennies.
No, maybe I should pick a Jenny to do one of these days, huh?
Don't pick a Jen. Oh, you should do me. Don't.
You would cry.
Yeah, that'd be horrifying. I would not. There's nothing right. Like, well, she grew up here, and then she Still the same. I know there's nothing. There's nothing you could write down. I haven't done
anything.
There's
a lot I could write down.
Oh, god damn it.
Okay.
You know, I've never been known for my smarts, okay? Never.
Anyways, so, enough about you and your idiot self.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That's so true.
Her parents were a wealthy Quaker family.
Mmm. The Quakers.
I don't know why I put this, but I put Quaker equals friends.
Thank you, because I don't fucking know what a Quaker is. I mean, I'm supposed to, but I figured they were, like, nice, like, farmer people or something.
It's some form of Christian-based belief, which is now more, like, Protestant.
Oh.
So I think they're kind of the ones who are like, we only make you hate yourself a little bit. Not all the way hate yourself.
Okay.
But we still want 10% of your monies.
Oh my god, I hate that fucking... I'm sorry, but I don't think that any church needs your money. I don't think that's why you should go to church, if that
it's
is...
disgusting.
Yeah.
So, Sarah's father and brother both died of typhoid when she was only a teenager.
Goddamn shit, Mary was already in action then. No, this is before typhoid Mary, right?
No.
Okay, she just has close ties to typhoid, so that's why she wanted to take that slut out. Okay.
Typhoid was a problem for a very long time before there was a vaccine.
Okay.
Years and years and years. Yeah. Okay, so she says...
Ow, you can't even, you, like, didn't even move. How is that happening to you? Do you want me to try to read it?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. I thought I have a lot more room than you, bitch. That's just trying to help. Of course, I don't want to read it. Because I can't understand most of the words, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm not great with reading.
So,
my favorite.
Sarah lost everybody in her family. Well, besides her mama.
Her mama. Her Jenny. Her Jenny. There's still a Jenny. We're good.
But the brother and the dad died. Men are weak.
Goddamn right there.
No, actually, a lot of them are, but I know many that are strong.
Men and their micropenises.
Let me climb you.
Oh my god, I'd love to climb anyone.
All right, so I keep wanting to say SJB. SJB, Sarah Josephine Baker. She's like, I'm fucking sick of this fucking
typhoid shit. God damn it, yeah.
I'm gonna put an end to it all.
Okay.
So she's 16 years old.
Oh, damn, she was only 16?
Yes.
Okay.
And at the end of the 19th century, which would be like the 1890s.
Okay.
So turn of the new century.
Yeah.
She starts studying to become a doctor.
Cool. That, for a woman to do that then,
that was like
unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in 1894, she enrolls in a Women's Medical College of New York, which we just were like, women can't do that, but they have their own college.
I'm
so I guess whatever.
There was a college for that. I'm like shocked, actually.
It's New York. There's probably everything.
Amazing. Yeah.
I would never know what it's like to live somewhere like New York.
No, I've been to New York twice now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And I loved it very much, city-wise.
Yes.
New York, like Times Square and shit. And I loved it, but I could not. I can't imagine living there. It's just, there's too much all the time. My anxiety would just be through the fucking roof. I couldn't do it. Maybe if you grew up like that and it's all you knew, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is so different. Like, I've been to Chicago many, many times. I can't even count how many times.
Yeah.
It is still scary.
Really?
Yes.
But those people would be freaked out to live where you live, too.
Yeah.
Probably, right? They're like, oh my god, that's backwoods living. No way, that's freaky. You know, like, it's so dark here and shit, you know? Like, I can't imagine being noisy all the time. When I lived in Main Street on Berlin, that's when I was like, I can't. And it's just a small town Berlin, and I thought that was too loud for me. My god damn it.
Okay, so SJB's mom.
Yes.
Jenny Brown.
Jenny.
She was one of the first graduates of Vassar College.
What the fuck? Oh, I've heard of Vassar College before.
I feel like I have too.
Okay.
So it was expected of Sarah to go to a college and do very well.
Jeez.
It was like, you better be fucking smart or I'll fucking hate you.
Oh my god, I hate that. That Jenny made her be smart. Like, you can't force your kids to be... What if you just get, like, a dummy kid? I'm sorry, but my butt hurts so bad.
All right, let's break, and I need a beer anyways.
Okay.
And I'm going to say hi to Jesse.
Yeah. Me too. you're like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Oh, your hair's cute.
Is it?
Thanks. No. Nope. It's kind of doing weird. Oh, my pad is like stuck to my fucking skin. Did you hear it? You could probably hear it in the microphone. It's right where my puss is. It pulled it. Oh! Oh my god, it hurts. I have such indents in my butt.
Here, you gotta sit on this pillow next time.
This beer's not cold enough for me, goddamn shit. It must not have been one of mine. It's all right.
Do you want me to grab you a different one?
No, I already opened it. We're good. I'll drink that fucker. Maybe it'll go down a little easier if it's not so icy, actually. Mm-hmm. So did you record?
I did.
Okay. But I'm thinking really hard about Mexican food now, goddamn shit.
I don't care. Let's do it. Let's get Mexican food.
Oh my god. Definitely not.
I'm not getting us Mexican food. I've had like fucking 4 beers already.
I know, you've had a lot.
Why?
I had one. I don't know how you drink that fast.
I'm leaving a trail of empty beer cans behind me.
I think you always do that.
We could walk there, but it's kind of nasty. Yeah.
Whatever. It'll
next
be fine.
Time. Mm-hmm. So we've been in here like for fucking ever. I got to do this. I got to move along.
I know. Let's power through it. We're going to power through.
Move along, little doggy.
Yeah. Till the break of day. That's a song.
Ew.
It's Hey Dude. Did you ever see the show Hey Dude?
Fuck no.
Oh my god.
Never even heard of that, but I love the word dude, so.
Yes, it was called Hey Dude, and they were on a ranch. It was like young people. And
what did they do on this ranch?
I don't even know. It was like a kid's show, so nothing that bad. And there was Mr. Ernst, and there was Ted, and like Melanie and Kelly. It was like Saved by the Bell, but they were on a fucking ranch.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was gross. And there was a little kid named Buddy, and there was just this like, Joe, and then they sang the song, and then in a really deep voice they go, "Get along, little doggy," and I'm like, "Yeah!"
Nice.
So stupid.
All right. Anyways, though. Back to SJB.
Yes,
Sarah Josephine Baker.
Yeah, makes me think of Sarah Jessica Parker, but
that's kind of why I did SJB.
I love it. Okay, I got it. I didn't know if you knew you were doing that, though.
I love SJP.
She needs to gain a little weight.
Some people are just fucking scrawny.
She's disgusting. Lee skinny. Like, her veins are all skinny. She's too skinny, man.
She is very skinny. Mm-hmm. But she's also old.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you look skinnier sometimes.
I know.
You lose all that useful pudge. Useful? Why?
Useful pudge. Almost couldn't get it either. Youthful pudge.
It's a twister for drunk tongues.
I still have it. Youthful pudge. Except I'm 47.
Okay, fuck off.
Yep.
Anyways, so she's like hoity-toity, like, you need to be good in school. And her mother's like, do fucking good in school. Because I did, or I don't, whatever.
Okay.
You know, rich people.
They needed her to be good at school.
Yes.
Okay.
And, okay, in 1898, she graduates college and she starts her internship.
Cute.
At New England Hospital for Women and Children.
Cute.
Women and children get their own hospital. Cute.
I know, but they probably didn't like it. Why can't they be mixed? Why is there no men there?
Men don't give birth and shit. So.
That's true. Maybe it's for, like, just
that's
babies.
An extreme medical situation that happens to most women, unless you're fucking lucky.
Like this one. Yeah. I mean, other than that one time.
And your body was like, get out of here,
get
baby.
Out of me, devil baby. I know.
Thank God. Right. Ew, God, I don't thank him.
No, don't do that. Yeah. I don't think he's responsible. I think it's the other guy that probably did it.
Lucy.
Devil babel. Devil babel? I've had one drink.
It's
what's
Lilith.
Mine? Oh my God.
Why?
Yikes. That was perfect. It was actually kind of louder than I wanted it to be, Lou. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it as much as I thought I would.
So, here we go.
Yes.
Back to this motherfucking shit.
Yeah, right?
Let's get back to being professional.
Yeah. Profesh. Because that's us.
So.
Something's running.
It's just life.
Okay.
The hospital that she was at,
yeah,
and she worked in Hell's Kitchen, too. Or that's what it was. That was, like, technically the area. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, a very poverty-stricken part of New York. Like, near Manhattan or something.
One of my stepmoms.
Sounds good. Sounds right to me.
One of my stepmoms worked in Hell's Kitchen.
Cool.
I know, you would have think she would have been a nice lady.
But she was not. She was a super cunt.
So, this hospital that she worked at served the poorest residents.
Oh.
And she wore... Oh, wait. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, day in and day out of watching all these babies die all the time and watching everybody basically just have diarrhea all the time.
Oh, no.
And people were shitting on themselves and... Typhoid was, like, everywhere.
Was legit. It's bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we were talking about your uncle's bowel movements.
Oh, yeah.
Because shit is a very big part of the story.
Shit is so bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat it.
Fuck yeah. I just remember being dared in, like, second or third grade to, like, eat a dog turd or stick it.
Oh, no.
Or, like, lick it. And I'm positive that I did it. I don't remember much about it, but I remember picking up a dog turd from my yard and thinking, like, and I know that I almost...
Snorted
a mouse turd at some point
as well.
But, I mean, and...
That was, yeah.
I don't always wash my hands after I poop.
You should.
Yeah, I know. It's really gnarly shit. I'm going to start typhoid myself is what's happening. There's another outbreak. I probably did it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is that where it comes from? Is poop?
A lot of things come from poop, yes.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You should probably cut that out where I said I didn't wash my hands after I shit.
Bitch, you know this is a live mic.
It's not a live mic.
I'm just kidding. I'll cut that out.
I don't care. People know me and they're like, yeah, I'd be shocked if she did wash her hands. So, you know what?
So, SJB, she was just like, oh my fucking God. I will save these motherfuckers.
Yes.
So she wore she wore non-women's clothes, like men's clothes.
Oh, I love.
And then everybody referred to her as Dr. Joe.
Okay. Is she lesbian or is she, like, why Joe? Just because that's a simple man's name and it was...
Many people thought that she was a man.
Oh, so they really thought she was a dude.
Yes. She was just like, I'm going to pretend to be a man, I guess.
Dude.
She probably was like, people listen to me.
Probably.
That's why I'm surprised we have so many men listeners. Thank you to all you men who are fucking awesome and can handle a woman's voice. Like, that's such a great accomplishment.
Right. I mean, I don't know if that's something hugely to be proud of there, but I thank them for bearing with us and listening. I have a little bit of a masculine voice, so maybe that's why they're okay with me. You don't. I'm not sure why they like you.
I don't.
I mean, I know that did not come out right.
I'm sure why they don't. Where they don't like me.
And no, that's not what I meant at all, but... All right, let's keep.
Okay.
Hey, yep.
What are you picking off of my stuff?
Well, it's...
Okay.
I was trying to help you. It was foam.
So Dr. Joe, she's, she's a muff diver.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. When she's not saving poor babies, she's diving in that WAP.
Really? Do we know for sure she's a lesbian?
She eat it all. She eat the cake and the biscuit.
God, I'm very excited about her. Now I'm excited about her. Like, more than before.
Yeah. So, in 1899...
Yeah.
She opened her own private practice with her partner.
Lesbians.
Yum, yum.
Eat 'em up. Yum, yum.
Oh, let's get tilting. Let's get to tibbing.
Tibbing? Or tribbing? We should ask Jesse. I'm sure he knows a lot about porn.
Why would he know?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm just going to straight up ask him and be like, what's tibbing or what's that tribbing thing that women do? It's not scissoring, but they rub their vagines. Do you know what that is? Because I watch a lot of porn, but I don't remember what it's called. I'm just, yeah.
And you don't want to ask your brother?
I mean, I guess I could.
No. He would never talk to you again.
Oh, all right then.
No, I'm just kidding. He probably wouldn't care, but he'd be like, what? He doesn't watch porn. I'm sorry. It's sad. I know.
I bet he does.
I don't think so.
I bet he does.
No, I wish he did.
I think he used to be a sex freak and watch a lot of porn, but I'm not sure.
No. No, we didn't. Not like a lot. Wait, I mean, you would know.
Well, someone downloaded the Paris Hilton sex tape on our parents' computer. And I found that gem. And I watched the shit out of it like 4 times. Like, I want to see this too.
How do you
too.
Know that wasn't your dad?
He would never know how to do anything like that. He's so stupid. True. He's way too stupid. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I've wanted to watch porn with him so many times, and he's like okay with it, but it's never his idea.
This was when he was like 14, though.
Oh,
so you know what? That's. I mean, I think that's normal. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you got a computer on your phone pretty much day or night.
Yeah.
God damn it! Let me do this.
I'm sorry. Yeah, duh.
Okay. Okay. So, Dr. Joe.
Yeah. Opened her and practiced with her lesbian love.
She did. And then she got a second job. Wait. Nope. That's before.
Was she under the name Joe, though, when she did the business? Was she under Dr. Joe then? Did they think she was a man or did they know she was a woman?
I don't know. She probably told people to refer to her as Dr. Joe. Mm. It's her own practice. I can imagine. Mm-hmm. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
All right. I didn't.
Playa. White privilege. Own your own practice with your lesbo lover.
Goddamn shit. Get it, girl. I'm proud of this lady, though. I like her.
And then, okay, so it wasn't very good. It was very difficult for them. They only made $185 in the first year.
That's kind of a lot back then, but that's not a... No.
Burned and smelled.
Busted my eardrums, dude.
I'm sorry.
Did you say barfed and smelled?
Burned and smelled?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Did you have a spicy...
And I peed a little when that happened.
She's wearing black pants, folks. It's probably a good idea. She's always, like, free bleeding or something, too. I don't know. You're going commando. I don't know what you got going on with your hairy-ass pussy over there. You don't know what's happening.
Mine I don't have any of that stuff happening. I just burped.
You said you peed!
Because I pushed the burp out and it... I have to pee a little bit of it.
Oh, all right.
I have to pee a little bit of it.
Yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
The microphone hides nothing. So, I'm moving not, along.
I can hear the pee coming out of your puss.
Ew.
Getting through the hair. Looking for the hole out. Can't find the hole out. Oh, I'm not even fucked up right now. I'm not. I'm so sober right now. I'm sorry. God damn it.
I am the opposite.
I know, but I'm still having so much fun. I don't know how that's possible. I mean, my butt hurts a lot, but...
Where's your blankie pillow?
I forgot it again.
I'll get it.
No, I don't want...
I have so much room here. Look.
No, I don't want because, look, I'm going to be up so high then, and I'll have to move everything. I'll tough it out. I'll be okay.
Are you sure? Yep. Your body's weak and frail because you're old now.
It absolutely is. Okay. I have osteoporosis, but I'll be fine.
No, I'm okay. No, I'll move along. This episode is...
Okay. I know. It's almost done. It's very short.
It's like long enough anyways.
I know.
Okay. So, Dr. Joe...
Dr. Joe.
Had to work a second job.
Yeah.
To try and make ends meet.
Yeah.
Obviously. $185 a year.
Ain't that some yikes. Shit. Yeah.
Even
that's
back
very
in this like 1900s, whatever, whatever.
It was like 1899, I believe.
It was. You bitch.
I'm weird with numbers, so even though I can't do them in my head because the smarts aren't there, but I can remember numbers.
She was hired from the city to be a medical inspector.
Okay.
Inspector Abbott. Did I just say Inspector Cabbage?
Inspector Cabinet? Cabbage. Package? What did... Cabbage? Oh, that's nasty. I don't know, but get in there. I would like some cabbage right now, too. God damn it, I must be hungry. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't bring any foods.
I got you. I'm going to make you potatoes.
Yeah, but I want cabbage now.
I don't have cabbage.
No, it's okay. I don't need any cabbage. That's okay. Too fucking funny, though. You said, Inspector Cabbage. Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like when you do the ooh part because my voice is—it's really hard to get that high up.
Ooh,
ooh, oh. I know. I can't go high. I can go low. I cannot go higher.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
God, I got some big balls on myself. I got big hairy balls.
So
yeah,
SJB.
Yeah,
she did a lot of bitching. Like lesbians do.
No, I mean, I. To be fair, why she said that is because I did the, like, licking her pussy.
But I was thinking it.
Yeah. And I'm just, because I'm very, I can't stop moving, even though no one can see me right now, I still do these, like, weird mannerisms and touching my tits. Dude. And I did the...
Okay. So, anyways, SJB liked to bitch about dead babies all the time.
Oh my
That's
god,
why
babe.
We were talking trash about lesbians.
Oh, I'm sorry, I need to turn to the side.
Okay, so,
oh, no, we're good.
I feel like I've said this 5 times.
Yeah.
But SJB, or Dr. Joe...
Yeah.
She really hates dead babies.
I know.
You know, like babies that die from like sicknesses. And
I'm sorry. I mean, I guess, yeah, that's sad, but like.
She's constantly like, these fucking dead babies are pissing me off.
I get so sad about the babies. Mm-hmm. Is it because she wanted one so bad, but probably couldn't have her own because
oh my
she
God,
was a lesbian?
No dicks. You right? need a dick to get pregnant.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, you do. Which I think you should just like be able to press a button. If you want to get pregnant, you should be able to.
If there was really Sorry. A god, that would be the case, honestly.
Yeah. Tribbing. What is tribbing?
Which is what she just asked a stranger in my home.
Hey, the heat's still on, man.
And her brother. It just turned on.
Shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, we can you can edit that out again, right? Or something? The heat?
Yes.
I don't fucking know.
The heat is on, and just too bad, everybody.
Okay.
Deal with it.
Well, now, if do you ever wake up in the morning and think, what is tribbing?
No! Never heard that word before today.
I don't wake up and think about what it is, but I watch a lot of pornography, and I've always kind of thought, oh, it's perfect. And I always kind of thought, well, what is tribbing anyway? Like, I... Trib what? Tribbing, what is trib? Well, it's basically scissoring, but I did not know that.
It basically means you should ask somebody you've never met before what it is.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it's a little strange, but what's wrong with me? It's because I'm, like, autistic, right?
Maybe slightly. Ah!
I finally did it. I feel like it must be autistic because it's weird. Are you looking up tribbing?
Nah.
Okay. Do I hear a kitty? Or is it your breathing?
My breathing's weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, what is all this noise? There's so much noise. It's like,
I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's like we're in a rocket ship right now. Is it me? What?
Oh my god. All right. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to get back to because the Packers are currently playing.
I know. I'm really sorry, God.
And I'm like about to freak out.
Yep.
Because Aaron Rodgers just ran in a motherfucking touchdown. I know, suck
I'm
my
really
dick, bitch. Green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not
you
a Packer
what it
fan.
Is.
I know what it is, but I don't watch the Packers. You need to stop with your tits, though, because I go immediately. I'm like, I kind of want to lick them.
It's pretty incest-like, though.
There's probably a hair all over the place.
I don't have hairy nipples. It's one
oh,
place.
Bitch, I do.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so because of all the bitching that she had done, the state created a Bureau of Child Hygiene, and Dr. Joe became the director of it.
Good girl. So they were not treating these children poorly. They weren't treating these children poorly? Is that?
Yes.
Or just women... They weren't, yeah. I'm just, I don't even know what my question is. It's not coming out properly, so.
I think that she felt like this was the only way that she could solve the dead baby crisis.
Mm.
Dead baby, dead baby, dead baby. Do you know any dead baby jokes?
DB? No, don't get me started on dead babies. My mouth just farted. Bitch, did you hear that? I was like,
you're thirsty for beer.
I'm drunk. I mean, and I'm banging everything and I'm making noise.
What's
anyway,
the difference between
what?
A dead baby? What's the difference between a Ferrari and 160 dead babies?
Ow. They cost the same. No, I don't. I don't have any idea.
I don't keep a Ferrari in my garage.
You keep a dead baby in your garage? Who told you that joke, nasty?
160 dead babies.
160? Pile them up in the freezer. Oh, that's so mean. Is that a real joke?
How do you fit 100 dead babies into a blender?
I don't. I've never thought about it.
You crush them. You wait.
I mean a bucket. Oh.
That's really different.
Anyways.
I don't get it. No, tell it. Tell me, what's the joke?
The joke is supposed to be, how do you fit 100 dead babies in a bucket?
You blend them up.
With a blender.
Oh, there it is.
And I was set. I was set.
You botched it.
I said, how many dead babies can you fit in a blender?
You jacked that up real good. And you know what? I'm so duh that I didn't put together that it was a blender until the last fucking second either. I should have known that was the punchline.
How do you get them out of the blender?
You out of the bucket, you mean?
Wait. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. You rinse it out.
Doritos.
Huh?
Doritos.
What kind of person makes up that fucking joke? That's making me my mouth water a little. Sounds delicious.
I mean, I love Doritos.
Oh, Cool Ranch flavor. I'm so in.
I have
nacho cheese. Wait, what? They're in the basement.
They are.
I'm not going down there. That's so creepy. Did you make those up?
No, I didn't. I looked these up. I have more.
Wait, you looked up dead baby jokes?
Yep. What
the hell's wrong with you?
I was trying to get flagged by the FBI, man. So, what is red and hangs around in trees?
Dead babies. Dead. What's red?
A baby hit by a snowblower.
Oh. Yeah.
I wanted that one because we're from Wisconsin.
I know, I fully connected with that.
What's green and hangs around in trees?
Babies hit by the lawnmower.
Same baby 3 weeks later.
Fuck! Thought I had that one too.
No, that makes sense.
No, it does not.
I'm sure that the leaf, you know, the grass shards would stick to the dead babies.
That's what I'm saying.
So, anyways, the Bureau of Child Hygiene was the first ever program of its kind in the USA.
Okay.
1907. Ah, my nose is burning.
That hurts so much. How many red pepper flakes did you have on your eggs?
So many.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked it in there and then I put more on top.
Mm.
Get in me. All right. So we're in 1907 now.
Oh, good. Move forward 8 years because I did that math in my mind.
You psycho freak show.
Yes.
So she started managing a smallpox vaccination program.
Right.
And another for proper sanitation in everyday life.
Good call. So, wash your fucking hands, Mary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like giving people hand soap.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up gaining fame when a reporter was talking to her, and she said that it is 6 times safer to be a soldier in World War I than it is to be a baby in the United States of America.
Whoa, what? Why? I want to know what the rules were for baby handling before.
Dr. Joe says, yeah. No.
Yes, you do. That
they
rhymes.
Probably just, like, threw him in a dumpster.
Shut up.
They're probably like, ew, this baby looks weird. Get out of here.
I mean, obviously,
this baby's gonna have typhoid anyways. I have typhoid giving birth.
I'm just curious. Like, how they handled them before is what I mean.
Not well. Okay. No.
And it's a baby. They're so precious and little, like now.
I know.
Can you imagine? Like, I can't imagine people not caring about a baby.
I mean, people care about abortions. So could you imagine, like, mishandling of real babies?
I know. I don't know how that was possible. Was it because they were sick and poor babies that no one cared about them?
Mm-hmm. Her whole idea was to keep people from dying from disease.
Good call.
So that we don't need to keep them. Wait. Keep people from dying from diseases, we need to keep them from falling ill in the first place.
Right. Okay. Be sanitized. Sanitize things, people. Sanitize babies.
Yes.
Clean them off, right? Clean them. Use clean things on them. They're
babies need to be cleaned.
Babies need to be washed. As I'm itching my veg, I'm like, wash your kids, dude. That's what just happened over here.
Oh my
True story. I just did that.
Oh my god.
Your crotch itching reminded me of the song that I picked for shitty song of the week next week.
It's so bad.
But me and Big Jens have been invited onto another podcast, which I'm very excited about. It's one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed it too. There's not a lot of podcasts that I'm actually into. I like that one. No,
we picked the worst song ever. You have got to tune in, you guys. It's going to be great. Anyways, your crotch itching reminded me of that song.
Oh, it's disgusting. It makes me want to sing it, but don't.
Don't.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to get back to this bitch.
All right.
So, it sounds like a completely witless remark, but at the time, it was a startling idea. Must have been a lot smarter when I wrote this than I am in this current moment. Can you imagine me saying that I'm drunk as fuck right now? It sounds like a completely witless remark, but at the time, it was a startling idea.
Now, I mean, it sounds super British and, like, old, but wittish? What did you say?
Witless?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, witless.
Oh, wait, I think she said that. Oh, no, it's like a quote.
Is it a quote? Yes. Okay, that's why it sounds old.
That wasn't smart me.
That's why it sounds old, but it's not British, though. I mean, he said it British and he totally had me fooled, man. It was really good.
Dr. Joe says things like that. I say, bada bing, bada boom. Preventative medicine is born.
Yes.
Chop, chop.
Make it happen, magic spirit stick. Yeah. Whatever that means.
Anywho, so she was promoted.
Okay.
No. Her preventative medicine venture that she started.
Yes.
Ended up getting promoted in some sort of public health setting. It's hard to understand sober me right now.
No, it's all right.
She was working on lowering the infant mortality rate, which was at a sickeningly high 1,500 a week. That's a lot of dead babies.
That's so many.
That's like a crazy amount.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's really sad. I almost feel bad about that too, and I really don't like babies.
Yeah.
It's sad for the mothers too. Can you imagine like the depression rate after you lose like a sick kid? You probably die too.
Oh my god, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm actually thinking more about the parents than I do about the kid that died, because I don't, like I said, I don't really like babies.
I mean, babies are dead anyways. It's dead and it can't have any more pain. It's like the people around it now that has to feel the pain.
Of course, it didn't have a chance to live, which is really sad too.
Right. But you also didn't have a chance to live, so you don't really know what you lost. So, I mean, at least there's that.
Yeah, right? You don't know what, this is all you know. Mm-hmm. It's just, you never were born anyway, which is exactly what you just said. So let's keep reading here.
Yep. Let's piss everyone off.
The gummy has officially kicked in.
Okay, so 1,500 dead babies a week.
That's crazy. That's disgusting.
Okay, so first things first. People had to be taught not to feed their babies poopy water.
Where do you even get shit water? Why is the water not clean? Well, the water's not clean because it's 1900.
Yes.
Dude.
So.
What? So they were drinking shit water themselves and they're like, yum. So good. I love it. So you have to
teach people how to keep clean and dress babies properly. She had discovered that a lot of milk that had been brought to people by the milkman
was tainted.
Was many times contaminated.
By what? So, just shit or just anything?
Poop, yes.
Can I tell you that's 214 dead babies a day?
Wow. That's like a lot. Maybe it's like in the whole state or in the whole country.
It's disgusting amount. It's so much.
I mean,
much.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, to combat the poopy milk, she created a clean milk station for mothers and anyone else to come and get clean milk, knowing that the milk is properly cleaned and it's put into a clean jar.
Well, and it should be.
Of course.
I don't know how people live then. Seems like it's common sense right now, but...
She also literally invented fucking baby formula.
Oh, cool. There wasn't any. So what if a baby just wouldn't, like, attach to your titty?
Oh, you're
then
fucked.
Then it died. Or what if the mother could not breastfeed? It died.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're, like, rich and you could pay somebody, you know, to have, like, their babies, your babies suckle on their teeth.
So, okay. So many things wrong.
So she invented baby formula.
I thought that was a thing, like, thousands of years. I just thought it existed.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And this allowed women to go back to work a lot sooner.
Because they don't need to sit home and pump their tit all day.
So all these dirty poor people kept having blind babies.
Why? Because the shit milk, like, ate their eye socket out?
Because when you have gonorrhea and you give birth to a baby and your gonorrheic juices get into your baby's eyeballs, then your baby's blind.
Dude, I thought syphilis was a real dick. I didn't think gonorrhea was as bad. Yuck.
So Dr. Joe's like, you know what? I'm kind of also against, like, blind babies.
Kinda, yeah, I don't, like, love that. I would prefer them to be able to see.
Yes.
You know? You could hardly live then just if you could see.
Yes.
So can you imagine being blind too? Oh, yeah.
So before Dr. Joe, the doctors would give drops of silver nitrate into the infant's eyes immediately after birth.
Ow.
But the containers that used to store the silver nitrate would often become contaminated, and they would often give them too large of doses. They didn't have the right dosage for the babies.
Oh my God, so they would just, like, burn their eye sockets out?
Gross. Yes, it would usually cause more harm than it was helping.
Hey, yo, how about you don't put any of that silver shit in my fucking face?
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, we cannot spend 25 minutes talking about doing drugs. That goes to the puke dick.
I love it. Yes.
So, we have babies dying because they are getting contaminated
with shit.
Silver stuff in their eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. So not only are people feeding them shit water and shit milk, but they're, like, dumping poison in their eyes as well. Cool, 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 cool. Good
times.
It's
a great time to be a baby.
Yikes, I can't believe anyone made it that was born in, like,
I don't.
Before then, though, you know? Like, whoa.
So Dr. Joe says hell no.
Hell no.
And she fucking invents a beeswax container.
Cute.
Which is naturally antibiotic.
What, I gotcha.
Tick. Antibiotic. Antibiotic.
Antibiotics. I love it.
It had pre-measured amounts in it. So no more dumping ass loads in these babies' eyes anymore.
Okay.
So.
The pre-measured honeycombs.
Let's not forget about Typhoid Mary.
Right, I'm waiting for this whore to show up, dude.
She catches her twice.
Shut up. Okay.
So, Typhoid Mary, as we know, was an asymptomatic carrier of the disease typhoid.
Yes.
She was also a kitchen worker who refused to wash her hands.
Why would she refuse? If she's just like, no, after my hands are really chapped.
After fingering her shitty butthole.
Oh, you know what? I've done the same thing. For my own food, I would never cook for the masses, like, play around with my beehole and be like, I'm so hungry for ice cream. Let me lick my fucking fingers. No. That's unfortunate.
She was very anti-washing hands, so whatever. You know, there's a lot of anti-people. We can all attest to that. My freedoms!
I got you.
So, 50 people get sick from her, and at least 3 people die.
Yeah.
And this is like mass chaos.
Yes.
3 people die, and it's like, what?
I know. Can you believe now?
Oh my God, yeah.
Well, there were so many less people in the world then.
So because of SJB, between 1907 and 1923, infant mortality rates dropped 54% in New York.
That's so good. Oh my God. How
54%.
So people were poisoning their babies with shit fucking water.
So that's like 132 less dead babies a day. Right?
I think it's less than that.
Okay.
Wait. What is 215 cut in half? 108?
107.5?
Yes. There's 107 some dead babies a day.
It's 54%, though. Okay, so it's probably more like 114 less 157. No, 126. 132 less dead babies.
I think it's like 123 less dead babies.
Okay. You're probably right.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, but they all sound good to me.
So, because of the proof that's in the pudding.
Right.
35.
Yeah.
Other states created their own programs that followed Dr. Joe's.
Good girl.
With her recommended list of improvements.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her list included decent housing, proper sewage disposal.
Okay.
Safe drinking water and milk. Opportunities for outdoor activities. Adjustments to economic forces so that they must provide living wages.
Okay.
And fathers and mothers need community resources for education and proper hygiene.
So that's like really common sense shit, all of it.
Pretty much. This bitch was like, I'm gonna teach these motherfuckers how to not rub their babies in shit and give them a place to throw their diapers away.
Good call. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. Let's call them, let's put them in a bag and put it outside. Let's call it the garbage.
Thank goodness. Good golly. This woman's fucking amazing.
She is, dude.
Okay, so.
Why were we so stupid then, too? Like, why are people so fucking stupid? That's like my first question.
Oh, God.
Yikes. Okay,
so by 1923, yeah. New York City had the lowest mortality rate of anywhere else in the country.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cool. I did that with my finger.
You finger fucked the mic.
I tripped it. Sorry, I put my pants down and I tripped it really hard for a second. That's it. I just needed a little bit.
I don't make a lot of rules, but you are not allowed to trib the microphone.
Come on, but this looks so nice. This part really would rub on my clitoris pretty nice.
Not.
I couldn't get my feet that way anyway. My leg over there, don't worry about it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This is going to be your favorite part.
Okay.
So, after she saved all these babies.
Yeah.
And fucking strangled Mary Mallon and murdered her.
Oh, I didn't
know. I'm just kidding. She did not do that.
I'm like, God,
she just
cool.
kicked her in the vagina a bunch of
right
times.
Right on. It's even better.
Wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
So, anyways, she retired. She moved to New Jersey with her two lovers.
Get it, girl. Was one a dick and one a vagine, or did she have a dick?
Oh, no.
Lesbians. She yes. liked her ladies. She loved the ladies. Good girl. Yes. I love ladies, too. No problem. Except I can't tongue your I can't tongue the puss, but I'll play with you up top. I play with the northern region.
She tongued their puss until 1945.
Yikes. Both of them?
Yep.
Or are we sure they didn't tongue her puss?
I mean, duh. Of course. She's
okay,
obviously
Alexis.
The leading lady.
Okay, duh.
Okay, duh.
You just Alexis to me.
David, stop. It's really annoying.
It's good, but you're right. It's very annoying. That's it.
That's it.
Wait, when did she 19 what?
1945.
When was she? Fuck.
She just, died of old age, probably.
Okay, 1945.
Wait, we need to know, though. I mean, really, I can't believe I didn't write
1945
down.
Minus what?
1873, the end of the year.
I said she was 72 before, but I don't think... It's 70 fucking 2.
You're a whore. You did it.
That can't be right. I think I did it wrong. Come on. That can't be right, right?
Anyways, next week... We're going to be on Shitty Song of the Week.
Yeah.
So just look them, Google them up.
Yes.
And you'll find it. And you'll fucking love the shitty ass motherfucking song that we picked. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yes, we will. Or yes, you will. Oh my God, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't ever introduce ourselves today, but people knew who we are, right? Who cares? We don't need to do that, do we?
I'm Kayla. I'm the one with the... little tiny, shrill, controlling, cunty voice.
And I'm Big Jens. I have the masculine man voice, but I have a micro penis. So it's like, It kind of even sucks.
But you're like the tiniest little woman, so it's really funny.
I am not.
My voice suits me.
Mine does not. Mine does not. You meet me and you're like, wow, I thought you were a big fat cow. And
you're like, whoa, motherfucker. You got scared.
They turn around and they're like, is she 6'2"? And I'm like, 5'0". Do I sound like a bigger person?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Anyways, this gets to be the longest fucking running history of bad bitches episodes. So
it's bad. I don't know if it's bad, but it's long. It's real long. But that's because we took such a hiatus.
Yes, we had to give you a lot to fucking listen to. Whatever, you can listen to fucking half of it. Listen to the other half. Got it.
Listen to one half of it.
If you fucking like us, you fucking like us. I don't even care anymore, honestly. Mm-hmm. Give me a 1-star. Whatever, dude. I do this for free. Go fucking eat a dick, whore.
Like we said before, if you give us some money, maybe we would do like a better job. But I actually think she does great.
I'm a perfectionist.
I think you do fantastic work.
There's a reason my voice is controlling and cunty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have luck. I think my voice is cunty, but it's just like masculinely cunty.
It is. Your voice is cunty and you're like the nicest person in the world.
Sorry. Yeah, I what is the word I'm looking for? Sarcastic. I'm very sarcastic and dry sometimes. I'm like a Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. I can see that. You're female Jeff Goldblum.
Except he's really hot. He's kind of a super babe.
You're hot and a super babe. Jeff Goldblum
gross.
Is
you're out of your fucking
a
mind,
fan of Big Jen's, and he's really looking forward to our next episode.
He's looking forward to our penetration. Not ours, but his and mine is what's happening. And you need to watch The Fucking Fly. Now that your brother can you watch whatever you want, we gotta watch The Fly tonight!
Okay, we should. Who cares? Let's do it.
It's so good. Wait a second, the game is still on. Alright, I love you. Fine, bye.
Okay, so tune in. We'll be listening.
No, keep go with it.
We'll Bellarison episodes every once in a while for you guys. I don't fucking know what's going on. My schedule's crazy. So, you know, I'm fine. It's cool.
I'm fine. I know you're
There's
fine.
There's like nothing wrong here. I'm totally good with it. Anyways, eat a fucking bag of dicks or something. I don't know.
Or Cheetos, but dicks are better.
Every time I eat Cheetos, I'm like, I feel like I'm eating micro penises.
They're so yum. They're actually so much better than like a regular size dick.
Should we go eat?
No, I'm not going to eat yet, but you can make whatever you want. I'm going to have a pee-pee and another drink, though.
Okay, let's do that.
Right on.
Thank you for everything. We love you. Masturbate more. It'll help you. Promise.
A kitten won't die and you will not go blind, so just do it.
No,
fuck yourself
no dead
all the time.
Babies either.
Yourself.
I can't hear out of this ear.
I can't hear out of either ear right now, but fine, bye. Okay. Is it? Yep, my
fine
titty.
Fine bye. Did I even do that?
You didn't. You need to give him a fine bye.